We want to take a break from the turmoil we've been reporting on in Washington and take refuge in a museum there. More than 30 million people do that every year. But how many of them know about D.C.'s accidental museum? Jacob Fenston from member station WAMU went on a hunt to find it.
Most people come to the Smithsonian's American Art Museum and National Portrait Gallery to see art, including portraits of all the presidents.
We mainly came to visit the Obama and Michelle Obama pictures.
Gabriella McNeil and Sean Jenkins are visiting from California, and they've just stepped right over what I'm here to see. They didn't even notice.
No, I wasn't looking down.
It's a large white spiral embedded in the black marble floor.
It's like a snail almost.
Almost like a fossil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is, a prehistoric snail that lived and died almost half a billion years ago near what's now Lake Champlain in Vermont. This inconspicuous snail shell in the floor is part of D.C.'s Accidental Museum of Paleontology. Christopher Barr is the man you could call its curator.
These were quite large. Actually, their scientific name is Maclerites magnus. They're beautifully preserved here.
Evidence like this of prehistoric life can be found all over the city.
In fact, I really got interested in it when I noticed that there were great fossils near a park my children used to play in.
Barr saw what looked like clamshells in a stone wall at a park in the D.C. neighborhood Kalorama, and he was curious.
I thought, well, surely somebody's written this up.
Nobody had. Barr's a lawyer by trade, not a paleontologist, so he consulted experts and books. Now, 16 years later, he's cataloged more than 50 fossil sites in D.C. and posted them on his website. He calls it an accidental museum because nobody intended to display these fossils. Architects just chose stones that looked good. We head outside to find more fossils. We walk past street performers and crowds outside Gallery Place, inside the shopping center past ticket takers at the movie theater and diners at a restaurant. We stop by a bank of elevators and look down at the floor, green with little white speckles. What's in the floor?
Floors are awkward, particularly this kind of place, and this is especially the kind of place where the security personnel may become concerned with people crawling around the floor.
Luckily, the fossils here aren't only in the floor. They're in a wall around the corner by an escalator heading down to Bed Bath & Beyond.
I mean, there's no question this is a shell, right? And we're seeing the radial ribs here.
This one he still hasn't been able to identify. Back outside, we walk by a parking garage with nondescript beige panels. Barr stops and leans in, his glasses almost touching the wall. Up close, you can see the rough texture. It's Indiana limestone made up of masses of dead creatures.
To the extent people are thinking about fossils, think dinosaurs, think of them as something unimaginably long ago and something you only see in the museum.
You won't see a T-Rex in the walls of a parking garage, but Barr says every era of life on Earth is represented in the buildings of Washington.
You can see, you can reach out and touch shells that were alive 300-500 million years ago.
Barr says he plans to keep expanding the Accidental Museum. As new buildings go up, he checks them out, even though most new construction uses steel, glass, or brick rather than stone. Now we're at an ultra-modern building next to the MLK Library, all glass and black brick. But at the entrance, there's a walkway that looks like concrete.
Wait. This isn't concrete. In fact, it's got something in it. What it has in it are fossils.
It's a fossilized sea creature called a crinoid. We peer at the ground as workers rush past on their way in and out of the office. Even as construction cranes loom over much of the city, as new replaces old, if you stop to look, you may find yourself surrounded by ancient life. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Fenston.